It's time now for coverage of high school basketball on your local sports authority, 92.1 FM KMZA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
We're live. One KMZA, a part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. I'm Crittenden Prophet. Kurt Kilman back in studio. We got Kurt back in studio for this one here on a Tuesday. It's our game of the week here in the Twin Valley League. On Friday, we'll actually go down to Houlton. There'll be Houlton and Nemaha Central as TDL teams, well, they have the night off on Fridays. It's the Twin Valley League tournament here on the horizon starting this Saturday. It'll be down at Washington County High School. But again, here we've got a couple more games for these Twin Valley League schools to get out of the way before the tournament starts. And here in tonight's matchup on a Tuesday down at Highland, Kansas, the Dolphin West Mustangs of Class 2A taking host to the Class 1A Division 1 Frankfort Wildcats. We'll have our girls game up first, and of course it'll be followed by the boys game in the night. So again, teasing both these games is upcoming here. We'll have our girls game first. Right now the Frankfort Wildcats girls team 5-8 so far this season, tying up their win total last year. They went 5-17, 4-2 in their first six games. They lost 14 straight games in that season. After that 4-2 start, they were able to pull up an upset in the first round against Washington County, 57-51 in the quarterfinal of Substate, but then they would go on to lose against Clifton Clyde, 56-31 in the semifinal. But again, a season already tying the win total of last year with five wins, 5-8 so far, 0-3 in the Twin Valley League, though. Right now, a Frankfort team that is just trying to get their first win in the Twin Valley League, whereas Dolphin West Mustangs also trying to get their first league win this year on the girls' side. They're 8-3 so far this season. They're 0-2 in the TVL. The two teams they've played in the TVL have been top-ranked teams. The ranked number 10 team in Class 2A in the Valley Heights Mustangs, that was the last game they played for Dolphin West girls, losing that score of 54-53. And right before that, they had won two straight games, Oskaloosa and Perry LeCompton. Before that, they lost against the Lynn Bulldogs, 57-49, a team that's in Class 1A Division 2, looking to get back to the state title this season. Lynn, they went to the state title last year. They fell short to the Hanover Wildcats. Tell you what, this girls' side, when we get to the Twin Valley League tournament, that is just literally not even a week away, it's going to be very exciting. It's going to be thrilling. You're going to have so many teams battling and going against each other. Lynn girls, Dolphin West girls, Axel girls, Centralia girls. It's going to be a very top, very half-competitive time. And we just mentioned that. This Dolphin West team, this girls' team, at one point, they were top 10 ranked in the state of Class 2A, of course, after a couple of losses to Lynn and Valley Heights, falling out of those top 10 rankings. But I talked to head coach Perry Smith, and he's very confident this is a team that really stands up in those rankings despite not being a top 10 team. They lost their first game of the year against Hiawatha, but then right after that, they won six consecutive games. Marhill, Mount Academy, Riverside, ACCHS, Lyndon Horton, and then a 47-46 win over the Troy Trojans, which includes one of the best players in the classification of Class 1A Division 1 in Harper Weststein. So, again, big win there for the Dolphin West Mustangs there over Troy, again, as they continue to really be a dominant team so far this season, despite not being in the top 10 rankings in Class 2A. They weren't really a team that was talked about a whole lot last season until they made that state run, and that sub-state championship run, if you will, beating Waubunsee 39-35 in the sub-state championship. Of course, we know the story of their state run. Beat Chase County 60-44, squeezed out a close one against Pitt Colbing 60-60. Unfortunately, they fell short in the state championship to Mount Ridge 62-51. So, again, a really great Dolphin West girls team led by Perry Smith in his 10th season, his 20th year overall. He collected win number 140 in his coaching tenure with the win over the Troy Trojans, 47-46, right before the winter break. Of course, you got a head coach who's been, you know, tenured for a very long time, well vetted. Then on the other side, you get Frankfort Wildcats head coach who's been he's been a head coach for a couple of years, but it's his first year here at the Frankfort Wildcats at the helm. And it's a really good team, though, this year. I mentioned they already signed the win to the last year of 5 wins. Four returning starters and 6 letter winners after losing just 1 senior to the graduation class. This Frankfurt team, they're trying to break a 6-game losing streak right now. However, both teams actually trying to flip themselves back into the winning column. Dauphin West, as I just mentioned, just lost against Valley Heights. The Frankfurt Wildcats, again, trying to snap a 6-game losing streak. The last loss there was against Clifton Clyde Eagles. Before that, though, Axel Hanover. So 3 straight teams in top 10 rankings in all their respective classifications. I mentioned that earlier, a little later in the night, we'll also have our boys matchup. That one, I can tell you now, is going to be a really fun matchup between the Frankfurt Wildcats boys and the Dauphin West boys, as both those teams on the season, 7 wins, Frankfurt 7-6. Dauphin West boys are 7-4, 2-0 in the TVL play. Frankfurt Wildcats boys, 0-3 in the TVL play, with currently a 3-game losing streak to TVL teams, Clifton Clyde, Axel, and Hanover. Again, all 3 teams that are ranked in their respective classification. And, you know, I want to turn the tables over here to the Dauphin West boys team. They have really struggled the past 8 years. They haven't had a winning season since 8 years ago. Of course, the girls team for Dauphin West has continued to have success over the past couple of years, winning a state title in the back in 2022, 2023 in the Class 1A Division 1 run. But look at the boys team. They had a lot of struggling years, but this year, it feels like a different year. And Derek Shelton said it to me at the beginning of the season, it's his 3rd year here with the program, that this year feels different. He's got a young class. He's got 3 seniors here on the roster. It feels like this is a very special team, a team that is really working hard to work together. And one thing that this team struggled with last year was finishing out games. This is something this team has turned around and worked on better this season. They have finished games at a higher rate, and they've been very successful. I talked about they're led by a decent senior class. Coulter Peterson, Michael Albers, Hayden Paulino. And right now this is a team that, again, is searching for their first above 500 years since 8 years ago. Right now they're 7-4. They had their first winning record going into the winter break in the last 8 years as well. So, again, this is a team that is on a hot start and really on a hot go right now for the Dauphin West boys. It's going to be a really interesting matchup between the boys, Dauphin West, and the Frankfurt boys. I actually just saw the JV game get wrapped up. That game was a 10-point concluder. Dauphin West boys were able to win. So, again, as an indication here, we're going to see a really good matchup there on our boys game upcoming later in the night. But our girls game will be up first. Frankfurt Wildcats girls, Dauphin West girls. We talked about that. You know, it's going to be a tough matchup here for this Frankfurt team. You know, 2 years ago they won the state title, but it's kind of been a rebuild here for this unit. They got a lot of great players. That's a Parthmurth, Warline, Elizo, just a few that will be definitely leading it on the court side. But other than that, not a whole lot of depth here on this Frankfurt team. Where you compare it to the Dauphin West team, they can go 9 deep any given night. They got a lot of great players. Of course, led by Courtney Johnson, a first-team All-League returner last season. So, again, really great lineups on both sides. Our girls game will be up first, followed by the boys. It's the Frankfurt Wildcats of Class 1 Division 1 here on the road, taking on the Dauphin West Mustangs of Class 2A. We'll take a timeout. We'll be right back in a couple of minutes here on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
Hey, it's Emily with Rainbow's Youth Advisory Council. Did you know 1 week password could put your whole identity at risk? We're sharing simple tips to help you stay safe online, like spotting phishing scams, protecting your passwords, and locking down your personal info. Head to rainbowtel.net and check out our resources. Stay smart, stay safe, stay connected with Rainbow.
There's nothing like a new calendar year to get you thinking about goals and ideas. Hi, this is Rita of Union State Bank of Horton, here to remind you that you can bring your ideas in to any of our branches. Let's sit down and talk about what matters most to you as a new year arrives. From home loans to improvement projects or business expansions and ag loans, we are here for every new idea and adventure. Learn more at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The State Bank of Bern Axtell branch is your hometown full-service bank. Ask their friendly staff about the variety of banking services they provide. The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch, an independently operated facility serving the community since 1890, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Euler Law Office in Troy is proud to support area schools and athletes. Joel Euler is your local attorney for all your legal needs. Contact Joel Euler at Euler Law Office for honest, dependable, and accountable general practice. 785-985-4000, Euler Law Office on Main Street in Troy.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by your finances? Managing money can be confusing, but understanding the cost involved is key to your financial success. At Bob Schwartz Financial, we simplify the process. Our advisors break down the cost of managing your investments, helping you make informed decisions. From fees to potential returns, we're here to guide you every step of the way. Let us help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Schedule your free consultation today at bobschwartzfinancial.com.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. I'm Corinne Profit. Kurt Tillman back in studio for MSC Sports 92.1 KMZ. Game of the week here on a Tuesday. It's the Frankfort Wildcats of Class 1A Division 1 on the road taking on the Dauphin West Mustangs, hosting this matchup of the classification of 2A. Of course, our girls' game up first, our boys' game to follow. And again, we now dive deep into this girls' matchup. We had a chance to talk a little bit about that there and that pregame teaser, but diving a little more into it. Real quick, looking over both teams' starting lineups for tonight's action, starting with the away team in the Frankfort Wildcats. Lorelei Loizzo, a 5'10" senior. Savannah Jackson, a 5'7" senior. Miley Haug, a 5'5" junior. Holland Shirley, a 5'5" senior. And Tessa Parthamer, a 5'9" junior. The Frankfort Wildcats are led by head coach Doug Thompson in his first season here at the Frankfort Wildcats. Now here for the home team for the Dauphin West Mustangs. Number three, Courtney Johnson, a 5'6" junior. Again, who's a first-team all-league player returner from last season. She's averaging the most points of anyone here tonight on both sides of the court, averaging 12.8 points per game and 4 rebounds a game. She's going to be a key point here for this Frankfort Wildcats team to stop. Continuing on here, though, Emmy Jo Wettstein, a 5'6" senior. Andy Foster, a 5'5" junior. Belle Smith, a 5'6" senior. And Kate Falk, a 5'8" junior. So again, here for the Frankfort Wildcats, it's Loizzo, Jackson, Haug, Shirley, Parthamer. And for the Dauphin West Mustangs, who are head coached by Perry Smith in his 10th season here with the team, it's Johnson, Wettstein, Foster, Smith, and Falk. Looking at both these teams and comparing their game last season, the Dauphin West Mustangs won the matchup 56-25 last year. However, the year prior, the year that the Frankfort Wildcats won the state tournament in Class 1A Division 1 2 years ago, the Frankfort Wildcats actually swept the Dauphin West Mustangs here on the girls' side, going 2-0 that season against the Mustangs. So again, right now, Mustangs one-game winning streak here against the Frankfort Wildcats last season, winning 56-25. Trying to get to a similar feel this season. This is a really great Dauphin West girls team. It was the state runner-up last season in the Class 2A Frankfort Wildcats, of course, not getting past the quarter or the semifinal round of their sub-state. And we talked about it there in that pregame teaser a little bit before we took that first break. And this is a team that is searching for kind of a higher expectation for this season, returning a lot of players, 4 returning starters and 6 lettermen, only losing 1 senior from last season. And you talk about some of these returners, one specific one that really sticks out here is Tessa Parthamer, a 5'9" junior. This season she's been really incredible, and really she's been incredible in every sport you really can think of here for Frankfort. You go back to the incredible run this season for the Frankfort Wildcats on the volleyball side of the court, where, you know, it was pretty much an underdog run. No one expected them to make that run out to Dodge City, but they did. It was a really incredible job by them, and really that effort there was, honestly, a lot of that was put together there by a lot of great players like Tessa Parthamer. And, you know, look at the court side this season. She's 4 points shy of 100 points this year, 8.7 points per game, 47 rebounds on the year total as well. So an all-around great player. She's been shooting terrific, 33% overall, 25% around the arc, 9 of 20, 36 around the arc, been hitting threes. She's got 14 assists, 23 steals. So look at the stat sheet. She's going to be able to get involved everywhere. Both teams have that kind of all-star player. You look at Dauphin West, Courtney Johnson, I said it, 12.8 points per game, 4 rebounds a game, 33% shooting and just under 30% from around the free around the perimeter. So both these players kind of parody each other. We're going to definitely see Frankfurt trying to limit Dauphin West Mustangs' Courtney Johnson, while the Dauphin West Mustangs are going to try to limit their Tessa Parthmer. Some notes here from this game, just taking a look at some team stats. Dauphin West Mustangs averaging 48.8 points per game, allowing an average of 40.6 points per game, shooting 35% from the field and 23% from around the arc. Frankfurt Wildcats are averaging right now 34 points per game and currently giving up 38.7 points per game. Frankfurt, six-game losing streak. It goes back to their first game during the holiday tournament. Frankfurt Wildcats, they maximized their schedule this season, making sure that they could not miss a single game. And so they're definitely going to finish with more games than some, what some other teams are. But, you know, you look at that holiday tournament, they lost against Fairbury, 41-38. Thayer Central, 44-7. Rock Hills, 42-34. And then right afterwards, they faced three of the teams that are ranked teams, Hanover, Axel, Clifton Clyde, 53-30, 55-11, and 64-22. These last three games, their highest scoring game is 30 points, and, you know, it's kind of dwindled and drizzled out just there a little bit. So right now, Frankfurt, it's about offensive production. They're going to try to get out on the floor. They're going to try to push the ball with quick tempo. They want to get points on the board. They got good scores. Orlai Loizo and Tessa Parthmer right there in between them. They average 7 points a game. But you look at the rest of the lineup, Savannah Jackson, 3.1 points per game. Miley Howe, 2.8 points per game. Holly Shirley, 2.5. You know, and that's where a lot of your scoring production kind of falls off there for Frankfurt, as they don't go the nine deep that Dauphin West does, where, you know, you look here, you know, you go into the bench, Aniston Clary, 5.2 points per game. Avery Hendricks, 2 points per game. Mally Meyer, 1.6 points per game. Reese McCauley, 6.9 points per game, 4.9 rebounds a game. And you look deep into the bench here for the Northwest Mustangs. They find point production, and they find a lot of other scorers besides their starting five here on the court side of the Johnson, Wettstein, Foster, Smith, and Fogg. So, again, you look at this matchup, it's going to be a really good one here between both of these teams. You have the explosive offense for Johnson West this season, who right now is averaging 48.8 points per game. I know I did mention their two games they lost against ranked opponents in the Lynn Bulldogs and Valley Heights, but, you know, you turn that, and I mentioned they beat Troy, and Troy is a top-ranked team here. Of course, they have one of the best players in the state, with Robert Wettstein, but they still took that victory 47-46. And both these teams, they're gearing up for what will be a big-time CDL tournament this upcoming week. On Saturday, that's when that will start, and of course, we'll have games on Monday, I believe Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, also potentially there on Saturday for some matchups for the Twin Valley League decider. Last year, it was the Centralia girls who won the Twin Valley League title on the girls' side, and then, of course, on the boys' side, it was the notorious undefeated Axel Eagle boys, who did not lose a single game in the state of Kansas. They did lose to one Nebraska school, but you know, between Centralia and Axel, they're going to be the two teams that you're going to have to look out for. Centralia, of course, on the girls' side, and on the boys' side, you'll have Axel. So definitely, it'll be a very fun, competitive one here this season. Right now, teams getting ready to tank the court. I mentioned it, the Frankfurt Wildcats starters tonight, Lorelai Loizo, Savannah Jackson, Miley Howe, Colin Shirley, Tessa Parthmer, and for the Dauphin West Mustangs, it's Courtney Johnson, Emmy Jo Wettstein, Andy Foster, and Belle Smith. Frankfurt Wildcats, one more time through here, head coached by Doug Thompson, and for the Dauphin West Mustangs, head coached by Perry Smith. I talked about a little bit before that Dauphin West Mustangs, they had already beaten Frankfurt last season. They won 56-25. That was the last matchup between these two teams. So they are rocking and rearing and getting ready to go. Looks like the starting lineups are getting ready to be announced here on the floor. So keep it things. We are with you on 92.1 KMZ, part of the MSU Sports here in Newark. Good time to remind everybody that, again, at our halftime, we'll have our halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from Dutton, online at highlandcc.edu. At the end of all of our games, it's our post-game show brought to you by B. Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. And we'll also have our player of the game to follow, brought to you by the Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan. Providing modern banking services, visit bankwithfarmers.com. And one other thing we can mention real quick before we get this game roaring and going, of course, our Locker room chats are back on the way on Wednesdays and Thursday evenings, all starting at 5:30 here on KMZA. Get to have a chance to chit-chat and talk to all of our coaches. Of course, earlier last week, I got to talk to head coach Doug Thompson and Perry Smith. I said that when I was with Perry Smith, one thing that, you know, I asked him was, you know, how do you feel about your team this season? You know, kind of taking on all these top-ranked teams, how do you kind of feel about yourself being one of these teams? And he put it bluntly, he said, we are one of these teams. We are one of these top-ranked teams that are going to compete at that level. They're not top 10 ranked so far. They were at one point this season. They're going to try to get back in those rankings. When I talked to Doug Thompson, trying to get his team back to the point production and finding a W here tonight. Real quick, we'll step aside for 2 minutes for our national anthem. We'll come back and we'll get ready for tip-off between the Frankfort Wildcats and the Dauphin West Mustangs.
It's a new year and the perfect time to open a new account at GN Bank in Hiawatha, Horton, Wetmore, and Holton. Our staff will make it easy to transfer your direct deposits and payments. You'll enjoy using GN Bank's mobile banking app, our secure internet banking and bill pay, and e-statements, person-to-person payments, debit cards, and more. Our fast and easy loan application process means you'll find GN Bank is the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Moral Collision Repair has been family-owned and operated since 2001. Because we work together day in and day out, we understand the importance of putting loved ones first. At Moral Collision Repair, your family's safety is our number one concern. With you and those you care about in mind, we continue to invest in the latest technology and training. Whether in collision repair, car rental, or towing, everything we do is centered around your family's safety.
Looking for a great place to eat, drink, and catch a game? Head to Kirkwood & Co. Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. Open 7 days a week. Kirkwood & Co. is your go-to spot. Together with friends, enjoy daily food and drink specials, and watch all the action on the big screens, even on their outdoor patio. If you're planning an event, reserve the private party room at Kirkwood. And stay updated with all of their specials by visiting Kirkwood & Co. on Facebook. And go indulge today in great food, drinks, and fun at Kirkwood & Co. in Highland.
Hi, I'm Emma Langley with Higher Power Grooming, just 8 miles northwest of Atchison. As a family-owned and fear-free certified business, we treat every pet like our own. From baths, haircuts, blow-drying and brushing, to nail trims and de-shedding packages, we do it all to keep your pets looking and feeling their best. Call or text us today at 785-741-5776 or email higherpowergrooming@gmail.com. And don't forget to follow Higher Power Grooming on Facebook and Instagram. We'll catch up.
Kansaland Radio.
And with 4 quarters and 32 minutes of basketball action, we're on the way here with the Frankfort Wildcats and the Dauphin West Mustangs. The Frankfort Wildcats here start off with the ball off the tip-off. Here right now, it's all in Shirley, left side wing. She swings it right side to Tessa Parthmer. Parthmer drives inside the key to the elbow, kicks it out, a bounce pass. Now left side corner to Savannah Jackson to Shirley. Shirley holds it left side. 10 seconds here on the shot clock. Again, we are on and rolling in quarter number one between the Mustangs and the Frankfort Wildcats. Dauphin West here hosting this matchup down here in Highland, Kansas. And this is going to be a shot clock violation. That'll be the first turnover of the game for either team. Surprising that the first turnover here comes from a shot clock violation, considering Frankfort has a shot clock down there at their own high school. But I'm able to get the shot off in time to hit the basket. And now Dauphin West will take over here with their roaring offense, averaging 48 points a game. So far this season, Smith left side to Weststein. Weststein passes to Courtney Johnson. Johnson is averaging nearly 13 points a game. Misses the shot from the short corner, and the rebound is picked up by Tessa Parthmer for Frankfort. She's down the court quick and sharply. Drives left side, left elbow, pump fake left side for a pass, and she'll be fouled on her drive inside. Tessa Parthmer was fouled and will go up and shoot two at the free throw line. Parthmer is at 96 points so far this season, averaging 8.7 points per game. She's 21 of 40 at the free throw line at 52% shooting. Here's her first free throw shot as it is up and it rickets on in. That'll start the scoring here for the Frankfort Wildcats. They'll go up 1-0 over the Dauphin West Mustangs at 2A. 7 minutes to go here in this first quarter. Parthmer, after making her first shot, her second shot is up and that one goes cleanly through. Frankfort Wildcats now take a 2-0 lead with 6:57 to go in the opening quarter over Dauphin West. Dauphin West looking to respond quickly. It's Falk inside, assist by Emma Jo Weststein. Nice dump off to the interior. Foster, Wetstein, who's averaging 1.2 assists per game, is able to get an assist there to Kate Fogg.
Be right back.
And now it ties it at 2-1 with 6:36 to go here in this first quarter. Frankfurt with it. Nearly losing the ball. They kick it out to Shirley. Shirley driving inside, passing back out to Savannah Jackson. Jackson to Shirley, the top of the perimeter. Now left back to Jackson. Jackson holding to the right to Loizo. Loizo back to Jackson. Jackson driving inside, passing left side, short corner shot for Lorelei. Loizo is missed, and the rebound is by Bell Smith for the Dauphin West Mustangs. Johnson to Smith. Smith to a right to Wetstein. Wetstein to the high key. Low pass inside to Falk, and Falk is fouled. He'll go up and shoot two at the free throw line. Both teams playing aggressive to the interior. Already both sides earning opportunities up to the free throw line. Here's Kate Falk, who's got the only point so far for Dauphin West in this game. Here she can keep that going, but that's the free throw line, and she hits her first shot. Kate Falk is averaging 2.7 points per game. She's 36% on the season from the free throw line. The next shot is up, and it is good. She goes 2-for-2 at the free throw line. It's now 4-2. The Dauphin West Mustangs here have the lead over the Frankfurt Wildcats for the first time here in this matchup. Our first lead change. Here's a three-pointer to respond, though, by Tessa Parthamer. And that's our second lead change. Back-to-back is Parthamer. Here, the only scorer for Frankfurt takes the lead with a three-point shot. It's now 5-4 Frankfurt over Dauphin West. The Mustangs attempt the three-pointer. They miss. Parthamer makes the rebound. Frankfurt down the floor, pushing, and a layup is missed. Dauphin West is able to pick up the rebound through Kate Falk, and Falk just hands it out to her teammate Foster. Foster driving inside, kick out to Smith. Set to Wetstein. Wetstein straightaway shot for a three. It's missed and corralled in the left corner by Lorelei Loizo for the board. Loizo on her pivot foot now passes it off to Parthamer. Parthamer to Shirley. Shirley commanding the offense. She's got an open Loizo inside and in for 2 points. So Shirley picks up the assist. Loizo the two. And now, extending the lead is Frankfurt, 7-4 with 5 minutes to go in this opening quarter. Frankfurt over the Mustangs, it's off and west. And we're going to get a jump ball under the glass after a missed shot. The possession arrow will favor here the Dauphin West Mustangs, as it'll be Bell Smith who will throw it in from underneath the glass on the right side. And we're going to get a timeout here by the Frankfurt Wildcats head coach Doug Thompson. Right now, Frankfurt leads 7-4 over Dauphin West with 4:54 left to go here in the opening quarter on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Some things get better with time. Bourbon, work gloves, and Uncle Gary's mullet. At Mustang Seeds, we've been around 60 years, but we're not stuck in the past. We invest in top-tier seed and real partnerships, so your farm's ready for today and tomorrow. Because the best things don't just last, they evolve. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back to the MSU Sports Radio Network. After a Frankfurt Wildcats timeout, looks like a turnover immediately after the timeout as the officials trying to get the correct call here. And who has this possession? It will be the Frankfurt Wildcats. The turn for the Dauphin West Mustangs. 7-4, the Frankfurt Wildcats lead by 3 with the ball. 4:48 left to go here in this opening quarter. Here right now, Frankfurt Wildcats losing the ball. It's going to be a steal by Andy Foster. Down the floor, 1-on-1, and she misses the bunny. And they're going to get near Frankfurt on the baseline. And that will give the ball right to the Dauphin West Mustangs. Right back to them. Bell Smith under the glass, throws it over the top, and trying to pick it up as Foster. Foster is able to grab it. Out to Johnson now. Johnson working baseline from the short corner. Pumps it out. Now it's on the far left side of her for a long two made by Aniston Clary. Her first time in the game here for the Dauphin West Mustangs, a freshman. Now Frankfurt trying to snap a full court press. Nearly they're giving the ball away. Yes, they do. It's Andy Foster with her second straight steal. And now Dauphin West works with it, and Sinclairy gets fouled, and she'll go up and shoot two at the free throw line. We'd like to also give a shout out to the 5'8" sophomore Reese McCauley, who's now in the game here for Dauphin West, particularly because she just saved a basketball from going straight at my face at 20 miles an hour. So big shout out to that. 7-6 here. Frankfurt leads by one over Jonathan West. A chance to tie the game at the free throw line. Here is Clary, and she missed her first free throw shot. Substitutions for Frankfurt, putting in Ashlyn Dollinghouse, a 5'9" senior. Hasn't played many games so far this season, but she averages 6.5 points per game. And this game is now tied up as Aniston Clary goes 1-for-2 at the free throw line. It's 7-7, 4:06 to go here in this first quarter. Trying to make a full court press to the Frankfurt Wildcats. It's Macy Wapp who's now here in the game, pushing it down the court. Now Savannah Jackson. Jackson here on the low post, and it is taken away by Johnson in the corner. The ball is loose again, though. And they're going to say it's a turnover for Frankfurt. Frankfurt Wildcats, three turnovers here in this first quarter. Jonathan West only one. 3:54 to go here in this opening quarter of play. It's 7-all. Jonathan West takes this one down the court. White tops, white bottoms with the orange numerals and black lighting. Frankfurt Wildcats, red tops, white bottoms, white numerals, and gray lining. Jonathan West working with it. Left to right of your dial, and missing his shot is Foster. Rebound by Loizzo. Now Frankfurt has it far side of the court. Dollinghouse, inside pass to Loizzo. Ball is loose. And they're going to say the last one to touch it was Jonathan West. So remaining this possession is Frankfurt. Right side under the glass is Macy Wapp, the 5'5" senior guard. Wapp looks to her right side, now looks out in front, finds Dollinghouse. Now to Parthamer. Parthamer spin cycling in the key, out to Dollinghouse, now the right top wing. Dollinghouse drives left, passes that way to Wapp. Wapp, here, pump fakes, over the top, drives to the top of the perimeter. Now passes it right side to Parthamer. 17 seconds here in the shot clock, 3:07 left to go on the main. And Dollinghouse will turn this one over, a bad pass to her. She tries to collect it out of bounds. And that'll be the fourth turnover of this quarter for Frankfurt with 3:04 left to go. Time clicking here the first. 7-all is our score. Jonathan West with the ball. Clary with it. Swings it opposite side. Now up to the top of the perimeter. A three-point shot from the straightaway angle. And it is missed and rebounded by Parthamer. Parthamer, third rebound of the game. And coming through with an easy layup will be Ashlyn Dollinghouse again. She hasn't played in many games so far this season, but in the game she has played, she's averaging 6.5 points per game. And just like that here, our tied score is untangled, and Frankfurt is back on top by 2-9-7 over the Jonathan West Mustangs with 2:32 to go here in this first quarter. We've had two lead changes here in this first. Frankfurt with the last one. Bellsmith here to throw it in from the near side on the left of the glass, and she throws it in for a steal, taken away by Ashley and Dollinghouse, her first steal here of this game. Parthamer, so he's left, now it's a Wapp. Here, starting right side, drives that way, finds Loizzo. Loizzo, one-on-one on Reese McCauley. Now she kicks it after driving inside. It's intended for Dollinghouse, but a back pass is a low bouncer out to the left hip. And that goes out of bounds for the fifth turnover of this quarter for the Frankfurt Wildcats. Right now, Frankfurt with the lead, but struggling here offensively with five turnovers. Jonathan West only one, but still down by 2-9-7. Just trying to get shots to go in, as this one does from the far wing, hit in. It's a three-pointer by Aniston Clary, the freshman who averages 5.2 points per game, is at 6 points here in this opening quarter in Frankfurt. Another turnover down the floor with 1:50 to go in this first. We got our third lead change. Jonathan West on top, 10-9 over Frankfurt. Jonathan West has it. It's Clary on the baseline. Passes it to Smith. I think we're going to get a foul here as well. They'll call it against Frankfurt. Frankfurt picking up foul number two of the quarter. And it's also the second foul of the game against Tessa Parthamer. As a huge player to have in early foul trouble for the Frankfurt Wildcats, one that you don't want to have stay in that trouble. Bell Smith here passing again from the left side. She's got an open player to Clary. She hit a three-pointer last time. Can she do it again? Yes, she can. Lightning striking twice in the same spot. 13-9. Jonathan West extends their score by 4. 13-9. Frankfurt has it. Savannah Jackson underneath the rim, and they're going to get a foul And they get the foul against Emma Jo Wettstein. That'll be her first foul of the quarter. Two team fouls here for Jonathan West, three for Frankfurt. 13-9. Jonathan West leads by four with 1:21 to go in this first. Ball is loose here on the floor. And the last one to touch it as it goes out of bounds is Jonathan West. So Frankfurt maintains it. They'll throw it in from the Jonathan West bench. Far side of the floor. It's Macy Wapu tossing this one in. Wap here, looks her left side, finds Dullinghouse. Dullinghouse, who's at the top of the perimeter, now looks to her right side, bounce passes that way to Wap. Wap, here looking to her left, back to Jackson. Jackson left to Dullinghouse. Dullinghouse inside from the wing to the elbow. Now top shot here for Wap, and that is in for a three-pointer. We've had multiple three-point swishes here in this first quarter from both teams. Already two three-pointers from both teams here in this first. And this is going to be a steal for Frankfurt. It's going to be their second steal this quarter. Second turnover of the quarter for Jonathan West. Lorelei the Wise underneath the basket. Couldn't get her shot to go in. And the offensive rebound will be by Macy Wap. Wap. Now to Jackson. Jackson to Dullinghouse. Dullinghouse inside. Kick back out. Corner three-pointer. It's over the top of the hoop. And now the ball is rebounded again. It's not put in. And they're going to get a foul on the floor. They'll put Miley Haug up to the free throw line. Mentioned there, the initial rebound was Massey Wap. Missed the putback, but Haug made the second, third opportunity there underneath the rim. And she's fouled and go up to the free throw line for a chance to retake this lead for the Frankfurt Wildcats as she ties it down at 13 all. It was 9-7. Jonathan West then hits multiple 3-point shots back to back from Ennis and Clary to get up on the board. 13-9. After a three-point shot from Massey Wap, and now you're at the free throw line. Miley Haug, a chance to reclaim the lead for Frankfurt with 27 seconds to go in this first quarter. 13-all is our score. And this shot is up and is good. It's our fourth lead change of this quarter. Miley Haug goes 2-for-2 at the free throw line. And it's 14-13. Frankfurt leads over Jonathan West. Courtney Johnson at the top, left side. Now to her right, at the top of the key. Foster, left west side. West side releasing a three. It's off the rim, and it's corralled for a board underneath by Hall and Shirley. Pushing it down the floor. 3 seconds left of this quarter, and it'll be a turnover to end it. No, excuse me, still 1.7 seconds to go. That'll be a turnover for Frankfurt, their seventh here of the quarter. Still with a one-point lead, though, and this one, a half-court shot that gets missed. That'll end our first quarter. 14-13, Frankfurt leads by one over Jonathan West here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Anderson Meats in Troy is your go-to spot for top-notch deer processing. From field to feast, Anderson Meats is one of the only companies that handles whole carcass deer processing. They're also taking beef and hog butchering and processing appointments and can get the job done within 60 days and have the meat ready in your freezer customized just the way you want it. Anderson Meats also has their retail room open with grab-and-go cuts of beef and pork. Gift certificates also available. Trust the best. Anderson Meats in Troy, where taste meets tradition.
Panzaland Radio.
Welcome to the start of the second quarter here on 92.1 KMZ. It's our game of the week here on a Tuesday on the MSC Sports Radio Network. It's the Dolphin West Mustangs here hosting the Frankfurt Wildcats. It's 14-13. The Frankfurt Wildcats here leading over Jonathan West. Frankfurt here on the defensive side of the ball. Jonathan West here controlling, but turning the ball over into steal from Miley Hauker, second of the game, third steal of the matchup here for the Frankfurt Wildcats. Third turnover for Jonathan West. Farthmer tries to go in for a layup. Misses the bunny. Rebounds by Andy Foster. as she takes this one down the floor quickly. Bell Smith here trying to ring a three-point shot. It's missed, but quickly rebounded by Courtney Johnson. Johnson here in the short corner, right side, out to Weststein. Weststein, Johnson, three-pointer on the way! Swish! From Courtney Johnson. That'll reclaim the lead here for the Frankfurt Wild, or for the Dauphin West Mustangs, our fifth lead change of this game. And as the Frankfurt Wildcats, or Dauphin West, gets a steal from Johnson, getting this ball right back. Here, eighth turnover of the game for Frankfurt. Johnson, straightaway three-pointer! She hit it from the corner! She can hit it from the straightaway alley as well! And just like that, the Dauphin West Mustangs with a couple of three-point shots back-to-back by the same player. Reese take the lead, 19-14, Dauphin West over Frankfurt. 6:50 left to go here in the second quarter. We'll take a step aside for a quick 30.
To be successful in the agricultural market, you need the right equipment, the highest quality of seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best in crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance and Seneca for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Beth or Nate Dieters at Midwest Crop Insurance and Seneca at 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
Kansaland Radio.
Returning after the timeout taken by the Frankfurt Wildcats, trying to break the momentum here for Dauphin West, is back-to-back three-point shot to Ananella. Here's steal and a layup to go in. Reese McCauley getting her first 2 points of the game. Now it's 21-14, a touchdown lead for Dauphin West over Frankfurt with 6:30 to go here in this first half. And another steal by Bell Smith with a foul to follow after. And just like that, man, it is all out of control here for the Frankfurt Wildcats. Dauphin West Mustangs, you look back to that first quarter where they took the lead back after being down 9-7. They took it 13-9 with back-to-back threes from Anson Clary. Here, same thing in the second quarter. 14-13, Frankfurt was up by one, but Courtney Johnson, back-to-back three-point shots, now a couple of steals. It's got Dauphin West back up on top in this game, 21-14 here over Frankfurt with 6:16 to go in this second quarter. Here's another three-pointer by Courtney Johnson. It skips off the top of the basket. Foster has it, and they're going to get a jump ball under the glass, and it will change the possession here to the Frankfurt Wildcats. Now, Frankfurt, they're going to have to handle this pressure from Dauphin West. This is a team that's averaging nearly 10 steals a game. Frankfurt's able to get it down the floor, but missing a bunny is Savannah Jackson. A rebound is by Andy Foster for Dauphin West. Quick pass down the floor. The ball is being scrambled for at the elbow, and we might just get another jump ball. No, we're going to get a foul, and the foul will be called against the Frankfurt Wildcats. It's our second foul against Frankfurt in this quarter. No fouls against Dauphin West in this quarter. The foul was called against Ashlyn Dollinghauser. First of the game, three-pointer up by Clary is missed, and the rebound's by Savannah Jackson for Frankfurt. Frankfurt with the ball. Parthimer breaking the press down the floor out to Haug. Haug to Parthimer. Parthimer behind her back at the top of the perimeter with 5:36 to go this first half. 21-14. Frankfurt down by 7 to Dauphin West. Lorelei Loizo pump faking, driving inside, loses the ball, just hands it out to Foster. And a foul to follow immediately after. And right now, this Frankfurt team struggling with turnovers. Dauphin West already three steals here from Andy Foster. Five steals on this half. Here, Dauphin West with the ball. It's Foster, far left wing. Now turning it, getting out to Bell Smith. Smith to Johnson. Johnson backing up, driving left side to Smith. Now Smith to Foster. Foster back up the top to Smith. Smith, Johnson, Johnson. Corralled in a 2-1 trap. Now she'll swing it left side. 12 seconds here on the shot clock on the baseline. Beneath the glasses, Clary. She swings it out. Foster kicking. 5 seconds on the shot. Ball is up and it's in for Courtney Johnson. She has hit 3 of her last 4 attempted 3-point shots. And now this Dauphin West team is on fire, up by 10, 24-14. And Dauphin West on top of Frankfurt with 4:41 to go in the second quarter. Here's a long two by Lorelei Loizo. It's missed, and it's rebounded by Aniston Clary. Clary down the floor, left side, looks to Foster. Foster, wait, high pass And that one skips over the top of Johnson. That'll be the fifth turnover of the game for the Mustangs. Clock is stopped at 4:29 to go in the second. 24-14, a 10-point lead for Dauphin West over Frankfort. But it's going to be a Frankfort Wildcat timeout. It's going to be a full timeout. We'll take the timeout here as well. 4:29 to go in the second. 24-14, Dauphin West over Frankfort here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
Kansaland Radio.
We return from another Frankfort Wildcat timeout. Still trying to break the momentum here on the side for the Dauphin West Mustangs. Actually, since that last timeout Frankfort taken, they still haven't gotten on the board. It's 24-14. Dauphin West over Frankfort with 4:29 to go here in this first half. Frankfort has it. They're going to try to break a full-court pressure here by the Dauphin West Mustangs, and they cannot. Well, the ball's loose actually on the ground. It's somehow picked back up by Frankfort, so they maintain the possession. Justin Parthman, a fast break, misses an easy bunny, and the rebound's by Clary for Dauphin West to take this one down the floor. Clary has had an impressive first half here with 9 total points, and then a takeaway for Tessa Parthman, her first steal of the game. Left side wing for Frankfort, swings it out to the right. To Jackson. Jackson bounce passing inside the line of Eliza. They're going to get a foul on a swipe. The foul was against Kate Falk. That's her second foul of the game for the 5'8" junior. Frankfort tossing this one in under the glass, left side. Here it is, Haug. Haug looking to her left, finds Dollinghouse. Dollinghouse back to Haug. Haug loses the ball. And that'll be the 10th turnover of the half of the Frankfort Wildcats. With 3:52 to go here in the second quarter, time rolling, 24-14. Dauphin West up by 10 over Frankfort. Here with the ball is the Mustangs. With it is McCauley. McCauley nearly loses the ball. It gets rejected back into her hands at the top of the elbow. She swings to the left corner. Now out to the right, opposite side. Euro step missed by Clary for the easy bucket. And they get a foul on Dauphin West. They call it against Reese McCauley. That's her first of the game for the 5'8" sophomore. Possession goes to the Frankfort Wildcats. Frankfort has it, pushing it down the floor. They break the press. They do a nice job with a fast break, and they get the point. Great pass from Lorelei Valizo inside to Savannah Jackson, as Jackson was also fouled on top of it. So she'll go up to the line and shoot an and one. 24-16, an 8-point game now. Frankfort down by 8. Here in the Dauphin West with 3:22 to go here in this first half. Savannah Jackson at the free throw line. Or the and one, make this a 3-point play. It's off the right of the basket. The ball looking to get rebounded though by the Frankfort Wildcats. And they do. Tessa Parsmer, her fourth rebound of the half. Now Frankfort works it around the perimeter. Left side to Parthmer. Parthmer pump fake, drives right side, bounce pass behind her. Routine Haug. Haug, Dollinghouse. Dollinghouse drives it right side, passes behind her. 12 seconds here on the shot clock, driving to the interior. Savannah Jackson, the ball is in and out of the basket like a fish out of water. And picking up the rebound was Foster. Foster looking for a straightaway layup. And they have a foul on the floor They get a foul on the floor. They called against Reese McCauley. That's her second straight year foul. Ashton Dollinghouse comes off the floor for the Frankfort Wildcats here and comes Holly and Shirley, the 5'5" senior. Tossing this one in is Tessa Parthmer. You won't see Parthmer get too many breaks here on the floor for the Frankfort Wildcats. That, if any, as she pushes this one down the floor to Shirley, and trying to get a steal here is Courtney Johnson, and she's able to get the takeaway. So Johnson, her second steal of the game, out to Clary. Clary to Foster. Foster, Smith, and Smith gets the easy 2 points, and Foster gets the assist. Foster may not have any points in this first half, but she's got an assist, 3 steals, and 3 rebounds. She's found herself on the stat sheet in other ways. Frankfurt Wildcats pushing this ball down the court. It's knocked out of bounds by Donovan West. So Frankfurt will toss it in from under the glass, left side, 2:16 to go in this first half, 26-16. Frankfurt Wildcats down by 10 to Donovan West. Lorelai Loizo up to Shirley. Shirley at the timeline. She passes left side to Parthamer. Parthamer to the right. Racing at the top. Now here to Shirley on the right wing. Shirley spinning around, cycling out to the short corner. Ball is knocked away on the far boundary near the Donovan West bench. 13 seconds remaining. On the shot clock. With 2 minutes remaining here this first half. 26-16. 10-point lead for Donovan West over Frankfurt. We've had 5 total lead changes here in this game. Substitutions here on the floor for Frankfurt. They bring Macy Watt back here into this game, as well as Ashlyn Dollinghouse. But right after the substitutions and the inbound, that is now the 11th turnover of the game for the Frankfurt Wildcats. Excuse me, the 12th turnover of the game here for now, the Frankfurt Wildcats. Bell Smith driving inside, kicking out to Clary. Clary, Foster. Foster back to Clary. Clary holding it on her right hip. Fires it out to her right. 1:43 left to go this second quarter. 26-16, 10-point lead for Donovan West over Frankfurt. Foster has it under the glass. She's trying to get it out. Here she'll go up and in for 2. But pulling the and one. Foster, I just talked about it, how she's finding ways on the stat sheet and other ways, 3 steals and a stitch, 3 rebounds. There she picks up her first points of the game, and now she's up at the free throw line. Foster averages 4.4 assists per game, 2.4 steals per game. Here she's bested her steals average, and the and one shot is off and out. So she misses the and one. The ball goes out of bounds, and the possession is now for Frankfurt. With 1:29 to go in this second quarter, it's 28-16, our largest lead here for Donovan West over Frankfurt by 12. Ashton Dalyos tosses this one, and it is steal by Johnson. Johnson has it. Short corner, pass off to Foster. Nearly loses the ball, now has to dribble it out to the elbow. Now to Clary on the pass off. Clary out to Foster. Foster driving inside the key, kicking out to Clary. Clary driving left side. Now she's in the key. She's got a straightaway shot for a long 2. And Clary makes it count. She's now her first in the double digits of the game for either team here for the Donovan West Mustangs. With 11 points scored. 30-16, a 14-point lead for Donovan West over Frankfurt. With 63 seconds remaining of this first half and another turnover for the Frankfurt Wildcats. 13 turnovers on the half. The West takes over. Clary. Clary out to Johnson. Johnson left side. Bell Smith. Bell Smith releases a 3. Couldn't ring the bell for it, but she makes her own rebound and is fouled in front of the basket. And that's the kind of player that Bell Smith has been this season. A very active, high-tempo playing player. Knows how to play with intensity. Bell Smith here at the free throw line. Her first shot is up and is in. One thing I recall about Bell Smith is last season she went to the state in both cross country and volleyball simultaneously at the same time. She's kind of an all-around athlete in all sports she plays as she hits her first free throw shot here at the line. And now her next free throw shot is up and is in as well. So she goes 2 for 2 at the free throw line. She's over 75% shooting this season from the charity line. And now the Donovan West Mustangs have doubled up on the score, 32-16 over the Frankfurt Wildcats, with 47.8 seconds left to go here of half number one between the Frankfurt Wildcats and the Donovan West Mustangs. As a reminder here, halftime show is coming up, brought to you by Highland Community College. It's Frankfurt with the ball, Macy Wop, left side wing, 3-point shot is up and good! Wop with the deep splash, her first 3 since the first quarter. Here, pass down the floor. Donovan West trying to work quickly with it with 26 seconds to go. Clary in front of the basket, a hook. Couldn't get it to go in. And Dellinghouse makes the rebound. Down the floor is Dellinghouse quickly. It is Savannah Jackson. Jackson out to Parthamer. Parthamer drives left elbow. Here she drives in, and she's got the in one. as she finishes with the two. Tessa Barthamer now with 7 points on the game, 4 rebounds, and a steal. Barthamer had a takes a little bit of time out there in that first quarter. She was in foul trouble with 2 early fouls in the game. Hasn't had a foul since. That foul is called against Mally Meyer. And she misses the extra, the and one, but makes the rebound, and 3-point shot is up and up by WAP. So back-to-back threes here by WAP to finish out this half for Frankfurt. And it was at 1 point, a 16-point game, but Jonathan West now draws it to 8 points in the matter of just 60 seconds. 32-24. Jonathan West leads still here over the Frankfurt Wildcats. We'll take a step aside for a couple of minutes. We'll be back here for a halftime show. Again, the Jonathan West Mustangs in our girls' matchup, leading 32-24 over Frankfurt.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
For nearly 120 years, Citizens State Bank and Trust Company of Hiawatha have been your true and local hometown bank. No branches, just roots. In downtown Hiawatha, visit csbkansas.com today. Member FDIC.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you, the customer, are the owner.
We have a simple formula at Shelter Insurance. Provide personalized coverage at great rates with local agents to help you choose the coverage you need. And if the unexpected happens, fulfill our promise to be there when you need us most. Shelter Insurance ranked #1 customer satisfaction among auto insurers in the Central Region 7 of the last 8 years by J.D. Power.
See how much you can save by visiting local shelter agents Dan Lears in Hiawatha, Courtney Boswell in Holton.
Hi, this is Reggie Haney here at Garrett's Country Mart in Sabetha. I'd love to encourage you to come shop at our locally owned and operated grocery store. With over 200 years of management experience, our staff is knowledgeable and friendly. We are a full-service store with meat cutters, produce, and a full-service bakery and deli serving the best fried chicken in town. Come check us out, and thanks for shopping local at Garrett's Country Mart.
Hi, this is Dr. Brett Lukert from Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. After almost 20 years in practice, very few things give me more joy than seeing patients restoring their health. When patients are eating healthy, exercising regularly, sleeping restfully, losing weight responsibly, and thinking positively, it is extremely rewarding. These are all things we can control and are all things we emphasize with our patients. If you are willing to make some lifestyle changes, you can restore your health too. This is what we specialize in, so call 284-0088 to let us help you today.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here on 92.1 KMZA for a halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from that, online at highlandcc.edu. Quite very close down here to the Dawson West Mustang High School, as it is quite literally down the road here. Highland Community College and Dawson West High School, both in the same town here of Highland. But again, here again, our halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from that, online at highlandcc.edu. We're halftime here between the Frankfurt Wildcats and the Jonathan West Mustangs. And I'll tell you what, folks, we had a really exciting, thrilling first half there between both these teams. We had 5 total lead changes. Of course, we had the Jonathan West Mustangs who made a pull away there at near the end of that second half. But right before that, though, Frankfort Wildcats found a way to respond. Tessa Parthamer had an easy bucket. Macy Wop hit back-to-back three-point shots for her team to draw it from what was a large 14-point game to, or 16-point game to now just an 8-point game here for the Frankfort Wildcats, down 32-24 to the Donovan West Mustangs. Our first quarter ended 14-13. Frankfort led, but Frankfort only put up 10 points in that second quarter. Donovan West, they put up 19 points in that second quarter. A lot of those points being generated off of Courtney Johnson, who went 3-of-4 from around the perimeter in that quarter alone. She averages 12.8 points per game. I'm not sure if she gets those points per game average, though, from her ability around the three-point line. But right now, all 9 of her points are from around the perimeter, and she's been hot so far in this matchup for the Donovan West Mustangs. In fact, all the Mustangs here have done a really good job of staying hot from around the perimeter. 5 total threes in this half for Donovan West. Anderson Clary, back in that first quarter for the Mustangs, when the game was 9-7, Frankfort with a 2-point lead, she hit back-to-back 3-point shots to take the lead for the Donovan West Mustangs to go up 13-9, and then Frankfort would then respond, go up 14-13, and Donovan West would find a response back again from around the perimeter with Courtney Johnson hitting back-to-back threes with their team back in on top. So right now the 3-point shooting has really been the key here of this first half from Donovan West. Again, 15 out of their total 32 points have been from around the perimeter, but that doesn't go without looking on the other aspects of this game here for Donovan West. 5 steals, 5% at the free throw line, 9 rebounds, only 6 turnovers compared to Frankfurt's 13 turnovers. You look at all that, I mean, this is, you know, where this game has been separated. Both teams, you know, have roughly 4 to 5 three-point shots in this game, so it really comes down to, all right, who's winning the turnover battle? Who's winning the rebound battle? You know, who's doing better at the free throw line? Who's dominating, getting more steals? Who's protecting the ball more? Well, in all those facets, it's the Donovan West Mustangs who are right now doing that well-rounded job of keeping that ball on their side and not losing it, keeping the passes tight, secure. And that's where Frankfort is now finding some hiccups. They're pushing the ball down the floor. They've missed a lot of easy bunnies in that first half that could have made this game easily a 1-2 possession game. But 3-2-24, Donovan West here with this lead up by 8. As we go into the second half, talking about keys on both sides, Frankfort, you know, this is one of their probably best offensive games they've produced here in a little bit. They're finding a lot of production. They just have to continue to find that production in that second half. You can't over-rely on that three-point shot. If it comes with it, it comes with it. You got to be able to execute inside. There's a lot of times where Savannah Jackson, Miley Howe gets a nice drive in, kicks it down low to Lorelei Leiser, to Parthamer, but they don't finish underneath the rim. Those are what you want to see here in this second half for Frankfort. They need to finish on the basket, and they got to secure the ball. 13 turnovers, you know, unexcusable. You don't want to finish this game with nearly 30. That's, you know, not how you win games in close games in the TVL like this. So Frankfort, they'll make those adjustments in the second half. We'll see where they're at. Donovan West Mustangs, they're going to try to put their foot on the pedal, secure this one. But again, continue to steal the ball, continue to work with it. But if you're going to produce these turnovers on the side for Frankfort, you got to take advantage of them. Donovan West hasn't quite taken as much advantage as they should have from these turnovers. They've gotten a lot of points off turnovers, but they definitely could have produced more, especially in that early going. All right, stepping aside here for 2 minutes. We'll be right back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. It's the Donovan West Mustangs up 32-24 on the Frankfort Wildcats.
Hi, I'm Brandy Leiborger, Activity Director at Life Care Center of Seneca. Activities, community involvement. At Life Care Center of Seneca, we do whatever it takes to assist our community members with a home-like schedule. The Seneca and surrounding communities are very involved in activities, volunteering in our building by playing cards, assisting with Mass, Communion, Bingo, hosting Rosary every day at 4 p.m., and so much more. Check us out on Facebook or come and see us today. Life Care Center of Seneca, 512 Community Drive, Seneca, Kansas.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your homeowner's insurance covers a lot, but some valuable items may need individualized protection. Jewelry, e-bikes, antique toys, firearms, computers, and even special gifts can often be scheduled on your homeowner's policy. At SBS Insurance, we help make sure what matters most is properly insured. Call or stop by today for a quick coverage review and peace of mind.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
A successful farm operation takes more than just hard work. It takes the right financial partner. This is Nick Rencher with First Heritage Bank, and our lending team understands the unique opportunities and challenges of the ag industry in our area. Whether you're looking to invest in new equipment, expand your operation, or secure working capital, First Heritage Bank offers a variety of ag loans tailored to your specific needs. Stop by one of our convenient locations or give us a call. First Heritage Bank is an FSA preferred lender, member FDIC.
Heinen True Value Farm Supply in downtown Seneca has your fall and winter clothing needs covered, as they offer Wrangler, Ariat, Carhartt, and Keys shirts, jeans, coats, gloves, and they have adult and kid sizes of insulated overalls. Keep your feet protected, as Heinen carries a full line of boots, including boots from Georgia, Ariat, Muck, and Dry Shod. Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rental in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
We start this second half action with both teams responding with layups. Courtney Johnson for the Northwest Mustangs and Lorelai Elizo for the Frankfort Wildcats. It's 34-26, an 8-point lead here for the Northwest Mustangs over the Frankfort Wildcats. Johnson West here working with the ball, start of the third quarter, 7:27 to go here in this third. In two quarters left to go here, basketball action, only 16 minutes altogether of play, and we're already having our first foul the second half. It's called against Mal-E Meyer, the freshman. That was the last foul I was on. That one was called for the Frankfort Wildcats. That's a Parthman. That's our third foul of the game. And here coming down the court, easy two for the Frankfort Wildcats. Makes this one a 6-point game. So now 34-28. Jonathan West up on Frankfort. There's the top of the perimeter. It's Courtney Johnson. Johnson right side. Swung in to Kate Falk. Falk misses the shot under the basket. And it's rebounded by Miley Haug. Now forcing this ball down the floor, the Northwest Mustangs, it will come away with a steal. With it was Emma Jo Wettstein. And now underneath the basket is Foster off a rebound, and she goes back in with the putback. Now heading up to the free throw line is Andy Foster, a 5'5" junior. Foster at the free throw line. Here to shoot two. Fourth foul of the game, by the way, against Tessa Parthmer, the best player here for the Frankfort Wildcats. The scoring-wise on this roster, she's the only one over 100 points this season. Right now on this game, though, Frankfort is being led by Macy Wapp with her 9 points off all three-point shots, three threes in this game. Jonathan West has it at the very top of the perimeter. It's Clary. Clary up top to Foster. Foster left side to Smith. Smith back up to Clary. Now to Foster. Foster here. Backing it to Clary. Left side wing. It's rotated on the right. Working around the perimeter. Here is Jonathan West. Just trying to look for a leak to drive inside. Here they'll look for a three-pointer. It's in and out of the basket. And it's picked up by Lorelai Elizo. And now here a fast break. Trying to get executed by Holland Shirley, who is fouled on the left of the glass. And Shirley will go up and shoot two at the free throw line. The foul is called against Reese McCauley. That's her third foul of the game. First free throw shot is up and good for Holland Shirley. Now a 7-point game. At one point is a 16-point game. Frankfort started to really draw this one in and reel it in before the end of half of two threes from Macy Wapp. And a layup by Parthamer. And here going 1-for-2 at the free throw line is Shirley as rebounds by Foster. She runs this one down the court quickly. Foster right side to Smith. Smith out to Johnson. Johnson opposite side. She looks. Clary. Clary inside. Making a pump fake drive into the interior and the ball is out. It's knocked out of the hands of Reese McCauley. But the Dumpenwest Mustangs will maintain this possession. Throwing it in under the glass will be Bell Smith. Smith here, bounce pass inside, Foster on the seal and earns her opportunity up at the free throw line to shoot two. 5:45 to go in the third, 36-29, a 7-point lead for Dumpenwest over Frankfurt as Andy Foster heads up to the free throw line to shoot two. Foster tonight, 4 points, looking for a fifth. Her first free throw shot is up and missed. She's 0-for-2 at the line tonight. But she's got 5 rebounds, 4 points, 3 steals, and an assist. Foster has definitely been the most involved statistically on the stat sheet in all categories. And here she hits her second free throw shots. Now she is 1-of-3 on the game. And Frankfurt here taking this one down the floor, an easy loss. And Foster has it off the steal, and she's fouled and will go up and shoot two again. Well, Foster double books the vacation up at the top of the charity line. She goes right back up to it. The first time up, I just mentioned, just went 1-of-2. And then second half, and here we'll see what she does this next time. It's in and out of the basket off the left side. Foster. 5 points on this game. 1-for-4 at the free throw line. Her next shot is up, and that one goes on in. She's 1-of-2 of her last two attempts now. 38-29. It's now a 9-point lead here for Dumpenwest over Frankfurt, and another steal underneath. An easy layup missed by Foster. And a turnover not taken advantage of for Dumpenwest. I mentioned at the half, something that Mustangs team definitely needing to click a little more on is being able to take advantage of those turnovers. I will do so there. The break for Frankfurt, though. Here it looks like Lorelai Loizo is stepping over the bench. I think she got elbowed in the mouth, potentially some blood, as she's going over and getting a tissue. So I think she did get indeed elbowed in the mouth. And now here coming in off the bench will be Savannah Jackson. She's 5'7" senior. Paul and Sherlin toss was in for Frankfurt. 38-29. Down by 9 is Frankfurt. The Dolphins with 5:11 to go in this third quarter. Frankfurt has it. They work it around the perimeter. Here in it for the first time is Keely Estes as she sets the screen for Dollinghouse. And the ball is lost. Knocked out of bounds by Andy Foster. Dollinghouse. Looking to pass this one in on the far boundary. And she gets into Shirley. Shirley working on the timeline. Drives right side. Sets the screen. There's only 3 seconds here on the shot clock. You got to go up your Dollinghouse. She misses this shot, and Foster makes the rebound. Foster down the floor. Bounce pass into Courtney Johnson down the lane. What a connection. And the second assist in the game for Andy Foster as she finds Johnson. And now a fast break down the floor, bounce pass, and foul to go up to the free throw line will be Keely Estes. Estes, who hasn't had a lot of time on the floor this season, is up at the free throw line, trying to get her first points of this game. Her first free throw shot is up, and it is off the front of the basket. A 5'6" sophomore who's up at the free throw line. Joe Wettstein comes in the substitution for Dumpenwest, getting a break here for Courtney Johnson. Johnson is the leading scorer in tonight's action with 13 total points. And Keely Estes hits her second free throw shot and goes 1-for-2 at the line. And they get a 10-point game, 40-30. Dumpenwest leads by 10 over Frankfurt with 4:28 to go in this third quarter. Dumpenwest has it. And Emmy Joe Wettstein is fouled. And they'll go up and shoot two at the free throw line. Wettstein, who's an 89% shooter from the free throw line so far this season, shooting 27% from the field. 2 points in this game, an assist and a steal, as Wettstein's first shot is up and goes in. Lorelai Loizo comes back in, substitution for Keely Estes. Mentioned that Lorelai Loizo had to come out. Think she might have got bung up in the lip just a little bit, but now she's back into the action. Missed free throw shot by Wettstein, but it's rebounded by her teammate. And then now it is taken away by Frankfurt. So Frankfurt now has it. West at the top of the perimeter is Dollinghouse. Dollinghouse searches to her left side, finds Loizo. Loizo drives between defenders, hook shots it in and out of the basket, but it's rebounded by Dollinghouse. Dollinghouse to Wop. Wop has it on the far wing. She passes it inside to Loizo, and Loizo is fouled. 1-on-1 against Reese McCauley. That'll be her fourth foul of the game. She is now one foul away from spending the rest of the game on the bench. Orla Loizo now at the free throw line. 4 points on this game, three boards. Loizo just came off the bench. Her first free throw shot this game is up and in. Loizo is now 16 of 35 on the season, just a touch south of 50% shooting from the charity line this year. Orla Loizo looking to take her next free throw shot to make this within a single-digit game, and yes, she does. 2-for-2, Loizo goes. It draws it to a 9-point contest. 41-32, the West leads by 9 over Frankfurt. We're 3:45 to go in this third quarter. Clary at the West side. West side driving right elbow. Passes left side to Foster. Foster now in the lane. Passes out. Johnson! A 3-point shot! And like a bullet in a tin can, spins around and fires on in. Courtney Johnson, 4 threes in this game. Just absolutely taking over the scoring. Timeout taken by Frankfurt. It's a 30-second timeout. We'll take the timeout as well. 44-32. Donovan West over Frankfurt with 3:33 to go in the third quarter here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa. Refrigerator and freezer. The internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together. Home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Kansaland Radio.
After the timeout, Frankfurt works with it down the floor, down 44-32 to the Donovan West Mustangs with 3:23 to go in this third quarter. Orlando Loizo up to Savannah Jackson. Jackson bounce passing it to Dollinghouse. Dollinghouse holding it over the top of her head to Loizo. Loizo short corner shot misses it. A lot of hands are being swiped around. Wettstein picks up the rebound. Wettstein to Foster. Foster now down the court. Pushes it to Johnson. Johnson on the right wing. Back up top. This ball is stolen by Howe, because she's down the court in a foot race, and she goes in for the easy layup. Her fourth point of the game, it draws it back to 10, 44-34. D-West still up by 10 over Frankfurt, 2:47 to go in the third. Donovan West with it. Wettstein, left side wing, driving, setting, a screen. Now to Clary. Clary, back to Wettstein. Wettstein, inside, bounce pass, Foster, driving, inside of the basket. Ball is loose and popped out of bounds. And then as the last one to touch, it was Frankfurt. Clock is stopped at 2:33 to go in the third, 44-34. Frankfurt down by 10 to Donovan West. After this matchup, of course, we'll have our postgame show and our player of the game. We'll take a break. We'll come back for our boys pregame between Frankfurt and Donovan West boys. Still here in our girls matchup. Wettstein at the top of the perimeter for D West. Swings it left side to Clary. Clary fires a three. It's off the back of the rim. And it was rebounded by Lorelai Loizo. But it's Dollinghouse who takes this one down the floor in a hurry. Now out to Howe. Howe Loizo. Loizo left to Wop. Wop here holding it right over her hip. Now pump fakes to her left. Gets it out to Howe. Howe the Wop. Wop who had three threes in that first half. At the elbow. Pass to Loizo. Loizo off the basket. And it's rebounded by Wettstein. Wettstein to Clary. Clary past the timeline. Left side swung out to Johnson. Johnson is at 16 points in this game. She averages 13 points per game. She's having a highlight game down here at her home court. Wettstein from the left side elbow misses the shot. Rebound by Clary. Clary here inside. Pass off to Falk, and Falk is able to get her sixth point of the game. Her first point since the first quarter. And now fast break down the floor. Easy bunny, but missed by Savannah Jackson. You couldn't have it any easier. And the rebound's by Bell Smith to Courtney Johnson. Johnson, who drives right down the left side lane, bulldozes through defenders, and takes up her 18th point of this matchup. Now, fast break. Down the floor is Frankfurt. Savannah Jackson. Jackson. Loizo. Loizo driving inside. Hook shot, and she will be fouled. Go up and shoot two at the line. Important to know here for Frankfurt. They're down one of their top players this season, and Tessa Parthamer, as right now she is at four fouls and is on the bench. She will come back in most likely at the start of the fourth quarter. Lorelai Loizo here. Free throw shot is up and good. Last time she went 1 of 2. 48-35. Right now, a 13-point game. Jonathan West over Frankfurt with 65 seconds remaining of this third quarter. Free throw shot is up, and it is in for Lorelai Loizo. She is 4-for-4 on the night, 19-of-38 here on the season. Now at 50% shooting on the year. 54 seconds to go in this third, 48-36, D West over Frankfurt. Clary out to Johnson. Johnson steps back, doesn't take the three, swings it to the left elbow. Now it's kicked out. Here's Clary for a three, and that one is on in. Addison Clary, her first three since the first quarter. She's got three threes on this game. Donovan West with seven total threes in this matchup. Here's a steal by Johnson, her third steal of the game. Like candy from a baby. That's been the theme here for Jonathan West. Here, D. West with the ball. Holding this one with 14 seconds to go to the third quarter. Trying to hit the last shot up at this quarter's end. Bell Smith out to Clary. Clary, bounce passing. Taken away by Loizo. Loizo pushes the ball down the floor. It's picked up by Shirley with 1.6 seconds left to go. Whop under the glass. And misses the shot. And shows a little frustration at the end. And our quarter ends 51-36, a 15-point lead entering the fourth quarter for D West over Frankfurt here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
NVCH is proud to have Dr. Thompson in our outpatient clinic. Dr. Thompson is an ophthalmologist who specializes in cataracts. A cataract is a clouding of the lens in the eye that affects the vision. More than half of all Americans will have cataracts by the age of 80. And surgery is the only way to remove a cataract. If you believe that you have cataracts or other eye issues you need to see a specialist for, ask your local physician or optometrist to see Dr. Thompson at NVCH. We're people you know, care you trust.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. The start of our fourth quarter and final regulation between the Frankfurt Wildcats and the Dauphin West Mustangs. Dauphin West here up 51-36, a 15-point lead over Frankfurt. And here a steal to start the fourth quarter. West Stein out to Johnson. Johnson out of the left corner. Johnson wasting it. Now out to Westside. Westside to the far block. Now passed off to Foster. She's trying to steal the defender. Passes out. Johnson, a three-pointer is up, and it's off the basket. Trying to make her fifth of the game. It's a miss. Foster, though, under the basket. Is fouled up and shoot, too. Multiple second-chance opportunities. Roaring there for the Jonathan West Mustangs. They have made so many offensive rebounds this game. They average about 12 offensive rebounds a game. And with so many second-chance opportunities in a game, I mean, you're talking about a lot of points being generated off those second chances. Foster, she hits her first shot at the free throw line here on this attempt. Her last two attempts, she's been 1 of 2, so we'll see if she stays consistent with it. And yes, she does. She is now here 3 of 7 on the game. Rebound was by Loizo. Parthamer, Shirley trying to make a full court press is Frankfurt. That looks like they're going to get another turnover against the Frankfurt Wildcats. This Frankfurt team, over 20 turnovers in this matchup. Jonathan West leads 52-36. And a foul on the floor again, called against Frankfurt. That's going to be dangerous. If that's called against Tessa Parthmer, she's at four fouls instead here. It's called against Miley Haug, who's also at four fouls. So two players in foul trouble here for the Frankfurt Wildcats. You saw Parthmer basically take that entire third quarter off on the bench as Frankfurt gets a rebound by Loizzo and immediately gives the ball back to the Jonathan West Mustangs with a bad pass. And now Jonathan West takes over from their own bench with Bell Smith with 6:57 to go in the fourth quarter of 52-36 over Frankfurt. After this matchup of our post-game show, as well as our player of the game, as Johnson takes a straightaway shot for three, and Johnson continues to pop threes in this matchup. Five threes in the game for Courtney Johnson. She has remained electric. As right now, Jonathan West with the ball. Nope, scratch that. It's Frankfurt. They steal it right back, and they go in for two with Lorelei Loizzo. So both teams exchanging turns. And a timeout is taken on the floor, 55-38. It's a 17-point lead for D-West over Frankfurt with 6:25 to go in the fourth quarter. Step aside real quick here on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
Hi, this is Kevin Felkamp with United Bank and Trust. When it comes to your farm, we understand the challenges and opportunities that come with agriculture. Whether you need livestock, equipment, real estate, or operating expenses, the loan experts at United Bank and Trust are here to serve you and your needs. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
6:25 to go in the fourth quarter. 55-38 is our score. Jonathan West on top by 17 over Frankfurt. And Courtney Johnson has continued to elevate her team with a three-point shot. She has 21 points here on this game. Absolute jackpot here, if you will, for the Jonathan West Mustangs here in this matchup as Johnson has this ball. And D. West is working against a full man-to-man pressure here down the floor. They break it with ease, find Foster under the basket, and she fosters in a two-pointer. Now, Jonathan West easily cracking that full-court pressure applied by Frankfurt as Frankfurt takes over, and now it is taken away by Foster with the steal, and Foster back in it, back-to-back layups for Foster. Five steals in the game for Andy Foster. Man, she's just all over the stat sheet for the D-West Mustangs. It is 59-38. D-West has taken now their largest lead of this matchup as they continue to extend their up now by 21 points. And Haug misses this rebound, or misses this shot, and the rebound's by Johnson. Johnson is her second board of the game. And she stands at the top of the perimeter. She's given an open three-point shot. She wants to take it. She says, yes, she will. And then it will go out of bounds off the right of the rim. And it will be missed. Now, if you're going to leave a player like Johnson on an island, if you're her, why not try to get the sweepstake? 5:25 left to go in this fourth quarter, 59-38. D-West over Frankfurt, looking to improve to 9-3 this season and improve to 1-2 in the TVL League. Look to pick up their first league win right all before the Twin Valley League tournament starts here on this Saturday. These are both teams' last games before the Twin Valley League matchup or tournament, all starting this Saturday. Of course, teams, the top four from both boys and girls will be getting byes. And everybody else will, again, play on this Saturday. Regardless, it'll definitely be another fun year of TVL tournament action and playing. Again, you can catch it all here on the MSC Sports for your network and I-2.1 KMZA, Crin and Profit, of course, back in CEO Kirk Kellen, there for you in all those matchups down there in Washington County. Here, under the basket, Foster again, going back in. That's now six straight points for Andy Foster. in this fourth quarter. And for Donovan West, it's 61-38. This game has gone out of control. D. West has really started to open up his scoring with 4:22 to go in the fourth. Frankfurt has it. Dollinghouse drives inside, kicks out to Savannah Jackson. Jackson dribbles, picks the ball up, passes behind her head. Don't know if that was intentional, but the ball will be taken away by Courtney Johnson. Johnson down the court, left side layup is missed. The bunny taken away by Dollinghouse for Frankfurt as she works this one down the floor. Dollinghouse to Jackson. Jackson on the left wing. Drives up to the top of the perimeter, to her right. She slides to Haug. Haug driving inside, and they're going to get a foul on the low block. They'll call it on Donovan West. Third foul of the game for Courtney Johnson. But you couldn't imagine Johnson stays in this game too terribly much longer alongside the rest of her starting teammates. Free throw shot is up and off for Miley Haug. And already we're seeing a couple of substitutions on the floor. McCauley coming in the game here for Donovan West. Mel Smith back here in the action. Clary as well. All for the Mustangs. Free throw shot is up and is in for Miley Haug. She goes 1 of 2 at the free throw line. Still here a 22-point game to play. Donovan West over Frankfurt. With 3:36 to go in this fourth quarter, Courtney Johnson passing in to Foster. Foster, Bell Smith, straight away for three, and it's in and out of the basket. It's rebounded offensively. Now it's on the ground and picked up by the defense, Dollinghouse. Dollinghouse down the floor to Parthamer. Parthamer here driving to her right side. Bump fake goes in. Great pass to Dollinghouse. Couldn't finish. Now Haug will get it done under the basket for two. It's to a 20-point game now, 61-41, D. West on top of Frankfurt, but now less than 3 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Bell Smith to Courtney Johnson. Johnson, opposite side, she goes. Inside, looked at west side, Johnson. Johnson, pump takes a three, drives in the left wing, and out to Smith. 14 seconds, here on the shot clock. Johnson. Another swing out opposite side to Clary. Clary on the baseline, put out to Smith. Smith Johnson on an island. Three-pointer is up, and it's off the basket. And trying to look for the offensive rebound. I think we're going to get a jump ball. And yes, we will. Possession will stick with the Mustangs of Donovan West with 2:31 to go in this fourth quarter. 61-41, 20-point lead for D. West over Frankfurt. Both teams still with their starting lineups here out on the floor. Courtney Johnson, who's got 21 points here in this game, swings it out right side to her teammates and Smith. Smith out right to Wettstein in the far corner. She drives baseline. Under the basket she goes. It'll be fouled. They'll say she was pushed on by Alice Hyman, her first time here in the game for the Frankfurt Wildcats, a 5'7" junior. Smith inbounds it in to Falk. Falk to Clary. Clary to Falk. Kind of a missed pass, but Falk's able to pick it up to Johnson. Johnson, Wettstein, three-pointer in and out of the basket. It rolls, and the ball is going to be a jump ball in front of the rim. And that possession arrow will now here favor the Frankfurt Wildcats. With 2:07 left to go here in the fourth quarter as the clock is ticking. And now we're getting to the point where we're now under 2 minutes to go. 61-41, a 20-point game. D. West over Frankfurt. Barthamer, three-point shot. It's off the elbow of the rim, and it's rebounded by Wettstein. Air down the floor, Wettstein. Left side wing driving inside low post. And foul will go up and shoot two. Emmy Jo Wettstein, a 5'6" senior who has found her way on the lineup many times tonight. 4 rebounds, a couple of points, 2 steals, and assists. Wettstein. Her first free throw shot is up, and it is off to the left. And some substitutions on the floor. For both sides, Tessa Parthamer will come out of this game for the Frankfurt Wildcats. I believe that will probably be her last time in the game. Head coach Doug Thompson probably not wanting to let a player like her get injured in a game that's most likely probably out of the reach here for Frankfurt, as it looks like Frankfurt actually puts in a lot of their backups, so it'll be the draw of the white flag, and starters still on the court here for Donovan West, but that will make a change here soon, as Frankfurt has a lot of their backups in here, minus Shirley, who's still on the floor and goes in for two. 1:22 to go in this fourth quarter, 62-43. Donovan West looking to improve now to 9-3 on the season, 1-2 in the TVL, and breaking a one-game losing streak. Frankfurt will drop to a 7-game losing streak, now to 5-9 on the season, and it will go to 0-4 in the Twin Valley League. This is both teams' last matchup before the TDL tournament gets started on Saturday, January the 17th, all the way to the 24th, which is next Saturday. Here's a steal by Weststein. She takes this one away. She gets it out to Johnson. Johnson under the glass goes in and finds 2 points. And Johnson continues to dominate this game. 23 points. Courtney Johnson, 23 points, 5 threes, 2 rebounds, 4 steals. A couple of rebounds. I believe she was supposed to be substituted, but could not be, as she is the one up at the free throw line. We'll see. This will be where Johnson will finish on the night scoring-wise. She's got 23 points. See if she can end it with 24. The ball is in and out of the basket. It's missed. And it's rebound underneath. The whistle is blown, and now looks like Courtney Johnson will finally take off the court. And Johnson will go to the bench with 24 points to finish on the night. Currently right now, 64-43 games. Dolphin West with this team here in the back. Both teams with bench players out on the floor to finish this matchup. Just a couple of starting players on both sides to help some of that depth on both sides of the floor as they steal here by McCauley down the floor. She tries to go and finish in for two. McCauley misses her first shot, tries to make the put back. She's got another second chance opportunity. Back-to-back rebounds from McCauley. And she'll go up to the line and shoot two. Shot clock's officially off here with 19.3 seconds to go in this fourth quarter, 64-43. Again, after this, we'll have our post-game show brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. And then we'll have our player of the game brought to you by the Farmers State Bank. After that, we'll take a break and we'll come back for our boys matchup. We'll preview that between Frankfurt Boys and D West Boys. Two teams that have 7 wins on the season. Frankfurt Boys 0-3 in TVL play, or the Dunham West Boys later 2-0 in TVL play. On a search for their first season over 508 years, as McCauley goes 2-for-2 here at the free throw line. 66-43. 13 seconds left to go in this fourth quarter. Dolphin West looking to take this win over Frankfurt. Here, Frankfurt losing the ball out of bounds, finishing with over 20 turnovers in this game. I'll have the stat totals unofficially there at the post game as time will expire, and we'll hit our final score, 66-43. Dolphin West improves to 9-3 on this season. They pick up their first win in the TVL tournament, in the TVL league. And Frankfurt here now to 5-9 on the season, 0-4 in the league, and 7 straight losses. We'll step aside. We'll be back for a post game show all here on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
Step right up, don't slip, don't stumble. Get your floor, that's double man lumber. Hardwood, vinyl, tile galore. We've got the floor you're looking for. So don't just walk, come dance inside. New floor so smooth, you're gonna glide. Stop by my lumber, come explore. The flooring department you'll adore. Located in Seneca, Kansas. Or call now, 75-336-3551.
Thinking about selling your land? Want to know what it's worth? At Be Outdoors Real Estate, our local agents live in your community. Whether it's a farm, hunting ground, or homes on acreage, we know how to market your property to qualified buyers who are actively searching in your area. Give me a call today, Chris Seymour, 913-669-7649. That's 913-669-7649. The Outdoors, real estate made simple.
Do you have any idea how much it costs you to have your money managed? Hidden fees can eat away at your savings. Our advisors provide clear insights into your investment costs. Take control of your financial future. Discover how much you've really been paying for your money to be invested. Visit bobschwartzfinancial.com for a free analysis. Offices in Silver Lake and Victoria. Serving Kansans for over 45 years.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
Final time here with our girls matchup on 92.1 KMZ for the MSU Sports Radio Network. I'm Brennan Profit, Kirk Gilman back in studio. It's our post-game show brought to you by Beale Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. This is also our segment for the player of the game, brought to you by the Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit bankwithfarmers.com. Again, our conclusion here, the Dolphin West Mustangs here winning over the Frankfort Wildcats 66-43. The West improves to 9-3 on the season, 1-2 in the CVL. They pick up their first Twin Valley League win. Frankfort now 5-9 on the season and 0-4 in the CVL, with now 7 consecutive losses, having not won a game since before the break against the Onega Buffaloes, 42-24. Here are the Frankfort Wildcats. Again, they have the lead 14-13 coming out of the first quarter, but then our fifth and final lead change of the game happened early on in the second. The West would outscore Frankfort 19-10 in that second quarter, would be leading at the half 32-24, outscore again Frankfort 19-12 in the third, and then 15-7. In the fourth quarter, to come to our final conclusion of 66-43. Taking a look here at the Frankfort stats, we're Loizo Lowe with 10 points, 6 rebounds. Miley Haug had 7 points, 2 rebounds, and Tessa Barthamer with 7 points, 5 rebounds. And Steele Macy Wop had 3 threes all there in the first half of the Frankfort Wildcats. Noble mentions here for the Dolphin West Mustangs, as they had 3 players hit double-digit scoring. Addison Clary, the freshman, who hit back-to-back threes to take the lead for the Dolphin West Mustangs early in the first quarter. That was the second-to-last lead change for the West of the game there in that first quarter. And then also a double-digit score to Andy Foster, who finished with 13 points, 6 rebounds, 5 steals, and 3 assists unofficially. But, of course, here our player of the game going to none other than to Courtney Johnson, who ended the night with 5 total threes in the game. Absolutely phenomenal matchup all the way to the round. A terrific player in Courtney Johnson. Had 3 threes in the first half, had 2 threes in the second, 23 total points on the game, 2 rebounds, 4 steals. That's your player of the game, brought to you by the Farmers State Bank. So, Dolphin West again, moving to 9-3 on the season, 1-2 in TBL play. Frankfort 5-9 on the season, and 0-4 in TBL play. Next time these two opponents will play a game, we'll be at the Twin Valley League Tournament starting here this Saturday. All right, we're going to step aside here for 5 minutes or so, and we'll get ready for our boys game all here on the MSU Sports Radio Network.